Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big day today here on The Drive. We'll hear from the head coach coming up at 3 o'clock. And C.J. Stroud also speaking to the media. And the 4 o'clock hour, we'll hear from our guy Brandon Scott. I've already talked to him this week. He has been ready for his Texans report coming up at 4:40, so stay tuned for that. But we talked to our guy who doesn't know it, but he's going to be here every week with the Cecil Shorts III. He jumps on with us before we get to Cecil Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 and presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, just starting at $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Cecil, I know you are, as everyone should be, in the patient boat. I think you are, your boat's bigger, but I think you're in the let's get patient, be patient with this offense boat. They did score multiple touchdowns this week. They didn't score touchdowns in week one. Your feeling after watching that game Monday, you were there. I know you were there. Your feeling now, did you feel better about the offense coming out of that game?
No, I didn't. It might feel a little worse. When you play Monday night, you always want to put a good showing on. Now the entire world sees where your glaring holes are. You know what I mean? And my boat, as you mentioned, it was big, it was patient. Now it's getting smaller.
Yeah.
And it's getting frustrating. Now I'm starting to question Seven a little bit. Is he holding the ball too long? Because there's moments where, in my opinion, the sack is on him because I feel like he can get rid of the ball. Whether that's even your check downs, whether that's missing a guy or a guy is open or the guy's not getting open. It's just a multitude of things that to me stand out glaringly. The protection up front and not understanding simple protections. They're bringing five and we don't, or bringing six, and they're bringing four off one side of the field, and we can't slide. The Texans can't slide that way or understand, hey, we got to block inside out, not outside in. So inside is most important. So we got to make sure we stop the holes closest to the center and the guard and the tackles and let the guys on the outside, the ends or the backers blitzing on the outside, we let them go. We can avoid them by stepping up in the pocket, getting rid of the ball, whatever the case may be. So there are some things that's concerning. And I'm not necessarily in full blanket panic mode yet, but I am not liking what I'm seeing, if I'm honest.
So Cecil, and you and Clint can jump to this. Like, maybe the audience doesn't know exactly, you know, all right, the ins and out of a blitz pickup, and Clint gives his best to try to explain in the most simplest form, just like you did. Clearly, the frustration that I hear from both of you is that this isn't ranking up into the real difficult, exotic blitz pickups that some offenses have to do and deal with. this stuff seems to be the way that you guys are so frustrated when you talk about it. It sounds like this stuff is not that hard when it comes to what you have to do to pick up blitzes in the NFL.
It's, to me, I'm not going to act like it's easy to pick up a blitz. Ty Bowles, these guys are really good at kind of disguising it at times. But if you watch the film, like show, I mean, Clint can speak for it. It's, you see it coming. Like you know it's coming, whether they're four on one side, whether there's whatever, you know something is coming. So it's about communicating, and it's about getting the right guy to the right person. And it just seems like over and over and over again, they aren't communicating well, whether that's coming from CJ to the offensive line, whether that's Nick Cayley to the offensive line, or Nick Cayley to CJ, and CJ's not relaying what he's supposed to. I know he has more control up front now. And I expected some of this, right? I did, because it's a new offense. And again, I'm trying to be patient. But at the same time, you're in the NFL. And 0-2 does not look good. And 0-2 is not the easiest thing to come back from, as we all know what the statistics say about 0-2 teams going to the Super Bowl, right? So it's very frustrating because, again, it's not extremely exotic. Ty Bowles does a really good job with Tampa Bay and over there, but it's not extremely exotic. You know what's coming. You know what to expect. It's about executing when that time comes. And they did not do a good job, whether it was the running back, whether it was – I mean, Darway got pushed around. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to dog on Darway. He did some good things on special teams. But as far as him being a third down back, that should be Woody Marks. That's just what it is. It should be Woody on the field and Nick Chubb right now. Darway should not be on offense.
Yeah, see, so when it comes to the blitz, man, it's not about picking it up. I mean, it's I don't in any way, shape, or form want to minimize how difficult it is as a 300-pounder to identify, you know, do all these things to physically pick it up. It's the ability or inability to identify, right, and then have answers. Like that's the frustration with me is that it's way too often that they don't identify it, and they've got receivers running with their back to the quarterback 20 yards downfield, and you don't have answers for the pressure, right? It should be the other way. You have the quick answers, and if they bail, then you work down the field, right? And it seems like it's backwards, and it seems like it's very elementary to me. But Cecil, I'm watching this film. I'm absolutely livid. Now, it has to do with the film, and it also has to do with, you know, D'Amico Ryan's comments, yesterday or whenever it was he spoke to the media first and kind of combining that. But one thing I saw in the film, and I'm curious to you, I know it's me as a quarterback, I'm my blood's boiling, but there were three different times in the game that I could count. There may have been one more, but I'm going to go three, where you've got like the slant route that 19 caught early in the game over the middle. You had Nico Collins and 19 both cut splits running slants, damn near ran fake right into each other. You got the same thing on dig routes with cut splits later on in the game, and I can't remember who caught it, but they almost ran into each other. You've got two, well, I call them box routes or square routes, the old Peyton Manning delay on the outside, right, where 5 yards mm-hmm. stop and then come straight down the line. You had once mm-hmm. where the tight end and the slot receiver ran that same route right on top of each other. How in your mind as a pro, as playing that position, how many times is it acceptable for that to happen in a game?
Zero. Zero, like period. Spacing is about the passing. Passing game is about spacing. That's where you, Clint, the quarterback, can see exactly what's going on. They can see the defense. The receiver, the tight end, the running back can see what the coverage is and what's going on. And I talked about it last week. When you condense the splits, it brings a lot of pressure on the quarterback and the guys because you're bringing everybody into one area. And I love condensed splits when you use them right. But it just seems like it's just congested. And when you have guys close to running to each other, it shouldn't be that way. Like, I don't know how often you should be calling, like, mirror routes, meaning they're running the same route going into each other in a condensed split. That doesn't even make sense to me.
I agree.
When it comes to that, it's everything. Spacing is everything. Because now you're helping the quarterback see where that defensive back – the defensive guy's got to make a decision. And now with spacing, he can see where he wants to go. His decision made, boom, I'm going here. His decision made, boom, I'm going there. But when you have it like that, it's just not going to be successful, man, period.
Well, the interesting part, the reason I bring that up, Cecil, is because we spend so much time talking about the quarterback and the offensive line, and rightfully so. They deserve it. But there's some other things, and we spend a lot of time talking about the offensive coordinator. But if these receivers are going to, you know, the slants are going to run face into each other, the box routes on top of each other, both guys running the same exact route 2 yards apart, I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're not running enough quick stuff as it is, and when you do run quick stuff, you've got mistakes like that. I mean, it's impossible to play winning football on the offensive side of the ball when that kind of stuff's happening.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I want to go back to a point you made when you first started talking. You were like,
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
The guys are running down the field 20 yards or the blitzes come in. We have no answers, right? Texans have no answers for the blitzes. That right there is about acknowledgement at the line of scrimmage. And having solutions, right? We talk about solution-based. Like, literally, if this guy's coming, CJ should see at the line of scrimmage, or he should be taught to see at the line of scrimmage, hey, you're pointing. Hey, if he comes, I'm pointing to that backer, or I'm pointing to that nickel, I'm pointing to that safety. If he comes, you're hot. So that way, if they do come, you have an answer, and not only can it be a five, not only is it just an answer, it could be a big play. It can slow the blitz down. If you keep hitting a five-yard hitch route or a simple mesh route, whatever the case may be, every single time they blitz, they're going to stop blitzing. Because that's 5 yards a single pop. You got me? Like, you got to have answers. I just wanted to make that was a great point by you. Because there's no reason if they're blitzing that, and sometimes they're going to bring more than what you got. Sometimes they are going to confuse you. But the point is that for you and the whole point of D'Amico coming to the presser last week and saying, hey, the pre-snap hustle, or they got to get to the line of scrimmage faster, was so that CJ and the offense can see it. So they can see what's going on. So that's frustrating. They got to figure that out ASAP, because that can help in your passing game and help the offense continue to go down the field. And then once you hit that a few times, not even 8 or 9 times, you hit it once, twice, maybe 3 times, that will slow down the blitz, and now you can go back to your basics in the offense.
Hey, Cecil, all joking aside, that hamburger competition down there was off the charts, because –
Hey, that's my favorite.
Hey, man,
that's my favorite.
I don't know how much there. Old boy left his tomato on the turf, man. What was wrong with his ass, man? He's got to be killing himself today.
I hope somebody
in his family
had, he was winning.
I know. I thought the other boy was gonna blow his hamstring out, man. I'm telling you. I hope somebody had a reaction Monday on his ass too, dropping that tomato on the turf. You kidding me, man? Are you kidding? I don't know how much they're paying you over there, Cecil, to do that gig, man, but it ought to double, man. You do a hell of a job, man. I'm in the press box, and you get me rolling, bro. So good job, man.
Yeah, me tired. I appreciate it, man.
Say it again.
Come on, pay that man. Damn.
Me tired as hell throwing that towel. All right. Hey, leave us with a little positive here, if you can. You've watched them for 2 weeks. What is, you know, there are some difficult things they have on this offense, but they've got to find ways to be more successful. If you're Nick Caley, what is the one thing or things that you would lean on early on, what you're seeing, that you would lean on as a positive thing that you would try to exploit or attack for this offense? What's that one thing?
You know what, honestly, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Woody Marks. Like, we hit Woody Marks. I keep saying we gotta be more professional. We Texans hit Woody Marks in a flat one time and got 37 yards, and then we never seen that him in the flat ever again the rest of the game. We ain't see him go to the flat. We ain't see him even complete a pass to the flat ever the rest of the game. Like, that was exciting to me. Woody Marks playing a lot. He pass protect well. Chubb, again, not the most explosive guy anymore, but he's still darn good. And he's good enough to get positive yards. He does not fall backwards. He'll fall forward every single time. So for me, I would try to emphasize that running game a little bit more. Emphasize getting Woody Marks in a little bit more. I would take Dare out, make him specifically with Frank Ross, who's doing a really good job. As a matter of fact, Frank Ross kept the Texans in the game last week, if you ask me. He did a heck of a job dialing up that blitz and almost got twice, blocked that punt twice. But I would emphasize the run game more and then go down the field. Yeah. Nico Collins got 9 targets last game. It didn't feel like it. It honestly didn't feel like it. And I don't know how many were legit targets. You know what I mean? So that's what I would suggest.
All right, Cecil, man. We appreciate you. Hopefully you're ready around this time next week because we're going to call you.
Sounds good.
All right, Cecil. That's former Houston Texan Cecil Shorts III. A lot there. A lot there from Cecil. And it's not personal, Dare. From Cecil to myself, Clint. It's just they're not putting him in the best position possible for him. They're just not for him and the team. And good dude, good player. Just shouldn't be the third down.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.